A Town Square Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, some potentially good omens in New Jersey's COVID data as case totals have started to decline and hospitalizations dropping for the first time in nearly a month. But with hospitals stretching thin, President Biden confirming he's deploying a federal medical team to help.
A total of more than 120 military medical personnel to six hard-hit states, Michigan, New York, New Jersey, Ohio, Rhode Island.
The sixth omitted from the speech is New Mexico. The team going to University Hospital in Newark includes 23 medical workers. A $10,000 reward has been posted by friends and family for information leading to the whereabouts of a Jackson man who went to New Orleans on business and has not been heard from in over a week. 34-year-old Michael Gelfand left on a one-day business trip January 5th. His family says he has not returned home. Gelfand was last seen in the city's Garden District, but nearly three dozen friends have now flown to New Orleans to conduct their own search following leads where his credit card was last used. For the first time in 6 months, families are going without a monthly deposit from the child tax credit. The monthly tax credit started arriving thanks to Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID relief package, which he proposed extending for another full year, but that bill has stalled in the Senate. You're going to pay more for Netflix. The company tells Reuters they are increasing the price of its monthly subscription by $1 to $2 per month, depending on the plan. The standard plan, which allows for two streams at the same time, has jumped from $13.99 a month to $15.49. Netflix's basic plan has increased to almost $10 a month, and premium, which allows four streams at a time, jumps to nearly $20 a month. It's been a couple of years since the Jersey Department of Transportation's alert system called 511 NJ Connect was rolled out, initially with winter weather highway closures in mind. But DOT spokesman Steve Shapiro says the only time these location-based alerts have needed to be used thus far was during Ida last September 1st. And after an initial alert, drivers have complete control over how much more info they get.
They choose to get those alerts or not after that first one. So they don't have to opt in if they don't want to.
511 NJ Connection never replaced 911, Shapiro says, and it's not meant for isolated incidents. It's designed to be proactive and preventive. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 201 points to 35,911. Download our free app and take us with you wherever you go. Listen live 24/7 and get instant Garden State news, weather, and traffic from New Jersey 101.5. Freezing Saturday. What about the snow? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Jersey Radio.
Thank you for making the drive a little more bearable.
New Jersey 101.5.
RW 604, New Jersey, fast traffic.
Well, the very latest issue heading up the Turnpike car lanes, we have a broken down vehicle right near Newark Airport. It's right around exit 13A, the left lane shut. A lot of slow traffic heading up out of Elizabeth right now. Turnpike spur is a little bit slow, but improving back to the car and truck lanes, and south of the Gothels Bridge, seeing some minor slowdowns into Carteret. It's gotten better on the parkway into Union. That southbound wreck fully cleared away by exit 141. The northbound traffic still heavy out of Cranford back up to 140. And we've still got brake lights in Boundbrook. Reports of a wreck on 287. You'll see stop and go both ways near exit 13. It's still tough on 80, west out of Parsippany into Denville. Further west, we hit the brakes into Roxbury Township. And we're still slow on 80 between the Parkway and Patterson. Looks like traffic at the Hudson's gotten slower. Holland Tunnel up to a 20-minute wait from Route 1 and 9. Lincoln Tunnel about 10 to 15, including travel time on 495. George Washington Bridge, not a bad wait at the tolls, but very heavy once you get on the span. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south 73 is still closed in both directions. That's right, not too far from Winslow Township High School at Tom Wells Road and through to Florence Road. You'll see some delays, and it's closed from Tansboro through to Tom Wells. So we have some delays about a half mile in each side of the closure points. Plan ahead, and you can go with New Brooklyn Road or White Horse Pike instead. And traffic looks okay at 73 southbound, clearing out of Mount Laurel at 295. That's where we had a car that was broken down. 295 southbound delays are shrinking down from exit 30 down to exit 26, and 76 eastbound accident cleared at the get on to 42, and that's still pretty slow from 76 from the area of Route 130 on through to 42 at Creek. And New Jersey fast traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey traffic brought to you by Newark Happening. From the second annual Winter Village Festival to incredible food, world-class shopping, shows at the Prudential Center, a bustling indie art scene, and much, much more, Newark has it all. Plan your next trip now. Visit NewarkHappening.com.
Reliable, ready, Real. New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. The rest of this afternoon, mostly sunny and windy, high 43 to 47, but 39 to 43 in the northwest hills. Clear, breezy, and much colder tonight, low 12 to 17, single digits in the northwest hills. Breezy and very cold tomorrow with clouds and sun, high 19 to 24. On Sunday, sunshine followed by clouds, high 25 to 30 in North Jersey, 35 to 40 in South Jersey. Snow will break out Sunday night, then change to sleet and then rain in the south and at the shore. Snow will mix with sleet in the northwest hills later on. Then Monday, rain ending early at the shore and at the South Jersey areas. Mixed precipitation ending elsewhere. Storm totals ranging from less than an inch in extreme South Jersey to 3 to 6 inches north and west of the Turnpike. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Bob Smirbeck.
In Upper Township, it's 43, Marlboro 38, Lambertville 35. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.